the killer of the soul, whoever he may be, must enter into the planets known as the world of faithless, full of darkness and ignorance.
The killer of the soul, whoever he may be, must enter into the planets known as the worlds of the faithless, full of darkness and ignorance. आपको क्या लगता है ऐसा सब पढ़ के? What is your first impression? Yes. आत्महत्या करने वाला? Sorry, मेरे को last line समझ में नहीं आया.
आत्मा की हत्या करने वाला, फिर वो कोई भी हो, अविद्या और अहंकार से भरे हुए असूर्य नामक ग्रह में प्रवेश करता है. लेकिन गीता में बताते हैं कि नैनम छिदंति शस्त्राणि नैनम दहति पावक.
तो अगर आत्मा की हत्या ही नहीं हो सकती तो कैसा आत्महत्या होगा? आत्मा इज समथिंग विच कैन नेवर बी किल्ड. तो आत्मा कौन है जो आत्मा को मारने वाला है? नहीं, लेट हिम स्पीक, ही हैज समथिंग टू से. आपने बड़ा बताया, गीता बोलती है नैनम छिंदंती शस्त्राणी. पीताम्बर प्रभु का कहना है अकॉर्डिंग टू गीता आत्मा कैन नेवर बी किल्ड, बट हियर वी आर स्पीकिंग ऑफ ए आत्मा, वन हु किल्स द सोल, द किलर ऑफ द सोल. एनीवन एल्स? गौरकिशोर प्रभु, यू हैड योर हैंड रेड्स, स्पीक इन द माइक्रोफोन.
This is speaking about those who are living on the bodily platform. That means they are not thinking that they are not the soul, they are the body.
He is saying those who are living on the bodily platform of life. Good. Any other? Gokulanand Prabhu.
One verse in Bhagavad Gita. Ado gacchanti tamasa.
He is saying this is nothing but ado gacchanti tamasa. What does it mean?
Souls, they go to the lower planet.
Okay. Anyone else? Yes, Damodarji. We are discussing who is the Atmaha, how is it possible for someone to kill the soul, and what does it mean to kill the soul? Any ideas? Yes.
In this human form of life, one who doesn't use this rare birth for practicing Krishna consciousness and he uses it just for sense gratification is killer of one's soul.
Using the human form of life for sense gratification is killing the soul. Yes, Badmon.
Killer of the soul means it is putting the soul in the illusion that is not the soul. There is no soul. So to keep in that illusion, it's killing the soul.
Understanding you are not the soul is itself killing the soul. Okay. What else? Yes.
Human form of life is an opportunity given to the soul. So he is not utilizing, he is wasting, and then he is going down into the species of ignorance.
This is by far the most accurate thing. Killer of the soul doesn't mean physically kill someone or destroy. Soul can't be destroyed. Pitamrita Prabhu said, Nainam Chindanti Shastrani. Nothing can destroy the soul. But what can be destroyed is the opportunity for self-realization. So the killer of the soul, here it means one who doesn't utilize opportunity. Everybody clear about this? Or any other doubts about soul killing or who is the killer of the soul? Any doubts? Okay. So, read the first para, page 29 in my book.
Human life is distinguished from animal life due to its heavy responsibilities. Those who are cognizant of these responsibilities and who work in that spirit are called suras, godly persons. And those who are neglectful of these responsibilities or who have no information of them are called asuras, demons. Throughout the universe, there are only these two types of human beings. In the Rig Veda, it is stated that the suras always aim at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord Vishnu and act accordingly. Their ways are as illuminated as the path of the sun.
Hare Krishna. So here we find a very nice description of Sura and Asura. Asu is equal to, it means breath. Ra stands for this is how it has been very interestingly analyzed. Asu is breath. Asura, one who enjoys the thing which breathes, that is this body. So those who enjoy this body, they are called asuras. Of course, this is a very creative kind of analysis. It's not mine, I can assure you. It's given by our acharyas. So, have you been noted down? I'll write it here. So the primary difference here is Suras are knowing their responsibility. Asuras act irresponsibly. Or they neglect. The suras aim at the lotus feet of Sri Vishnu. Where do asuras aim? They're going to kill Vishnu. Are illuminated. This is from a famous Rigvedic verse. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Suraya Diviva Chakshuratam. Anyone know the last line? Loudly. Microphone bolo. Pramod, microphone piche bhejo. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam.
Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Surya Diviva Chakshuradatam Tad Vipraso Vipannayo Jagravasam Samindate Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam.
इसका मतलब है दोज हु आर वी हैव ए रेगुलर स्कॉलर हियर. व्हाट डू यू मीन देयर पाथ्स आर इल्यूमिनेटेड. कौन सा वर्ड है इसमें बोलते हैं कि इनका पाथ इल्यूमिनेटेड है. देयर पाथ्स यू नो द मीनिंग ऑफ द वर्ड्स. थोड़ा बहुत वेर इज द पाथ्स आर इल्यूमिनेटेड थिंग. सदापशन सूर्य इज व्हाट दे सी. एनीवे पाथ्स आर इल्यूमिनेटेड. व्हाट डज इट मीन. दैट मीन्स दे एक्ट इन नॉलेज. दे हैव नॉलेज. व्हाइल असुराज देयर एक्शंस आर इन डार्कनेस. Very, very interesting point. We are not told about the size of the body, the two fangs coming out of the mouth, or grizzly hair on the body, height. Nothing is mentioned here about Sura and Asura. Normally, Asura, we mean somebody who is, according to our size, 20 feet high, 10 feet high, 15 feet high, 4 hands, 10 hands, 10 heads. Why is this? Think about it. Normally, if you see there is a Rakshas mentioned in a Puranic story, and if it is a book printed by any one of today's non-devotee publishers, then that Rakshas is being illustrated as big features, one eye, or 10 eyes. What do you understand from this important differentiation here? Yes. Who are not normal?
The Asuras.
Asuras are not normal. Okay. Any other understanding? Yes.
It is not upon the looks. Asuras and Suras does not depend how you look. You may be beautiful, but you may be Asura.
My God, what a revelation. He is saying that you may not be the typical Asura found in Vedic literature. What you are saying? Prem Kishore is saying this reflects the mindset. It doesn't reflect your body size or your hair size or teeth size. Is it possible for someone to have a three-piece pinstripe suit traveling in a Mercedes car and be Asura? Yes. So this is where the main understanding is. Asura, Sura, Rakshas, Prabhupada says in Krishna book, demons are generally fond of eating fish and eggs. Those who are Rakshasas are attached to eating flesh.
Drink blood.
And drink blood. What does it mean? Practically all your next door neighbors or your current relatives or your friends, or they all come in this category. So when we call somebody demon, that doesn't mean he has to be that big, mighty armed or bicept demon. We are talking in terms of responsibility only. So Braj Kumar, nahi Braj Kumar ka ho gaya, Braj Gopal, you can read paragraph 2, page 30. Starting with intelligent human beings.
Intelligent human beings must always remember that the soul obtains a human form after an evolution of many millions of years in the cycle of transmigration. The material world is sometimes compared to an ocean, and the human body is compared to a solid boat designed especially to cross this ocean. The Vedic scriptures and the acharyas or saintly teachers are compared to expert boatmen, and the facilities of the human body are compared to favorable breezes that help the boat ply smoothly to its desired destination. If with all these facilities a human being does not fully utilize his life for self-realization, he must be considered as Atmaha, a killer of the soul. Sri Ishopanishad warns in clear terms that the killer of the soul is destined to enter in the darkest region of ignorance, to suffer perpetually.
So this is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 20th chapter, text 17. Nrudeham adhyam sulabham sudurlabham plavam sukalpam guru karnadharam mayanukulena nabhasvater itam puman bhavabdhim nataret sa atmaha. So the word atmaha is connected with this Bhagavatam verse. 11:20:17. Please make a note. Very important verse. Nrudeham adhyam sulabham. It is a very important form of life. Sudurlabham. It is very rare. Plavam sukalpam. What is plavam? A boat. Sukalpam is a very nicely manufactured, sturdy boat. Guru Karnadharam. Who is the Karnadhar? Captain. Karna is ear. Dhar is one who catches. Yeah, that's how it's a Karnadhar. So, Guru Karnadharam. Guru is the captain there. Then, Maya Anukulena Nabhasvateritam. These are the favorable breezes. Anukul is favorable breeze. So you want to go from one point to another. You have a nice boat. You have a nice captain. You have a favorable breeze. Na tarat. Even if this is available and one doesn't want to go in the boat, he is a atmaha. He is killing his opportunity. So this is about responsibility. This whole verse is in fact like an expression of this whole purport, this paragraph is the expression of this verse. So Prabhupada is saying here, Ishopanishad warns in clear terms that the killer of the soul is destined to enter into the darkest region of ignorance to suffer perpetually. The Christians say, Jesus saves and pagans burn. Those who accept Jesus, they are saved. Those who don't accept Him, they go to hell eternally. What is the Gaudiya Vaishnava viewpoint on enjoying in heaven eternally or suffering in hell eternally? Anyone knows? Do we say that if some doesn't chant Hare, one doesn't chant Hare Krishna, you are going to go to hell perpetually? Is that our viewpoint? They get another chance. There is no need of any worry. Do we insist on perpetual hell? Why? If it is perpetual hell, God appears to be very heartless. Why? Some very rascals, they should just put them. Forever. Okay. Yes, so? What is the biggest, you can say, defect, philosophical defect, in having an understanding of a perpetual hell? This material world itself is temporary. What else? No independence. The purpose of the material world is to reform. But this whole material world is not hell. There is a hell within this material world. God? God has no control. Yes, Vashkumar Prabhu. Hey, daraja band karo. Bahut awaaz aa raha hai. Yes, that is one more point. The law of transmigration would be defeated. How? Yes. He is saying this thing is based on too much awe and reverence. Correct. Most of your points, they all together form the argument that a correctional institution, a prison house or a punishment is not the end in itself. A punishment is an indication that this particular behavior is not up to the standard. This particular situation where you are is not good for you. Simple example, if I am sleeping, there is a live wire here, and if my hand slowly goes there, and there is a shock, immediately I wake up. Why? That means my hand is in an unnatural position. What if that sense of touch is taken away from me? This whole thing may consume me completely. Or if I am burnt, if my finger is burnt, that is a signal that you should take away your hand from there. No doubt it is painful. Are you understanding this point? So any time we get a reaction, the reaction is a suggestion that, my dear sir, you are not in the proper position. We cannot be like that, like there is a madman, and he tells another madman that I always bang my head on the wall 20 times. He says, why do you do that? He says, when I stop, it feels much better. Is this our understanding of material life? That you continue to suffer, and then when Maya Devi gives you a gap in your suffering, you say, I am very happy now. Why I am happy now? Because there are no problems. Is your understanding of happiness no problems? Then what is your understanding of happiness? Our understanding of happiness is positive activity. Like somebody who is suffering from dysentery, day, night, 25 times he goes to the toilet for 7 days at a stretch. On the 8th day, dysentery stops. He says, today, he writes in his diary, today is the happiest day in my life. You ask him, why? No dysentery today. You say, I didn't have one for the last 5 years. And then you don't realize the value of happiness. You take some pergolative, some pergolax, you also start dysentery. And on the 9th day, you also will feel blissful. Is it true? You will feel blissful after that? It depends on what your standard of happiness is. The Panchatantra has a story of some Manas Sarovar hamsas, swans, they come down and they find crows. And the crows says, come. They look like strangers, foreigners. So they invite them to a feast. So what is this? Well, first of all, this is very new garbage. Then these are some worms. So they say, we can't stand here. Thank you for your hospitality and you are very nice people, but we have to leave. They say, what is the problem? They say, we don't eat this stuff. Idiots, say, big feast is being served here and they are not eating. They say, okay, what do you eat? You know, there are some lotuses which grow in Manasarovar. They have stems. So we drink water which is accumulated in the form of nectar of the lotus. And we also eat the very delicate stem of that lotus. And the crows say, never heard of such stuff, you know. So this is the difference between standards of happiness. So, asura life means being condemned. And of course, we are going a bit beyond the idea of the purport. This perpetual thing is, philosophically we know it is not possible. It is not possible. Krishna is not such a cruel, sadistic, supreme person. But, on one level it is possible. For that particular living entity, his sojourn or his stay, the material world has enough energy, Maya has enough resources to make that particular soul feel that he is eternally rotting in hell. Yes.
Regarding this concept of eternity, sometimes we see in this material world people are sentenced, lifetime imprisonment.
Yeah.
But after 10 years or 20 years they are released depending on their behavior. Although it is a lifetime sentence. It happens like
that. So what do you want to say?
So although it was lifetime, still they get released depending upon their behavior. Similarly, although it is eternally they are sentenced to rot in hell, if they behave properly, they can come out of it.
Good point. He is saying here, Radhavala Prabhu is contributing that, somebody is given a life sentence, but it doesn't serve a full life sentence. After 20 years or 15 years, after good behavior, they may say, okay, he is fit to stay outside. True. But the point we are sticking to the Ishopanishad understanding, from Krishna's point of view, nobody is lost eternally. Philosophically, no souls are lost eternally. But the realization can be pakka 100% for that particular individual living entity that he is lost. So ignorance is there, that 100% perpetual hell is a possibility. Make this point very clear. Krishna will not condemn anybody to a 100% perpetual hell. The soul may not go there. There is no hell which is perpetual. But the realization may be there. Quite enough. Okay, this is a very... Yes? The Shastric basis was contributed by our Anandita Prabhu, that although Krishna says, I condemn them. Tan aham dvishata kuruan. There is a Gita here. Please bring that verse out. Read.
Tanaham dishita kruran sansareshu naradhaman kshipame jashramashuvan asurishyeva yonishu.
But Hindi anuvad padhiye uska, Hindi anuvad.
Jo log irshalu tatha krur hai aur naradham hai, unhe main nirantar vibhinn asuri yoniyon mein bhavsagar mein dalta rehta hu.
Nirantar. Krishna is saying, main unko bar bar nirantar asuri yoni mein dalta rehta hu. So Acharya say, what happens when Krishna perpetually puts somebody into asuri species of life? He becomes an expert asura. After becoming an asura for a long time, many, many, many lifetimes, he knows the art. Just like the government says, this rascal, whenever he picks somebody's pocket, will always keep him in the jail. So every day, the government special squad, they go in the railway stations, they find somebody, minor offenses, 2 days in jail. Third day is released, again he's picking pockets, again they put him in jail. Then they put him in bigger and bigger jails. And what happens? He gets the association of bigger and bigger criminals. So in 1 or 2 years, he becomes a pakka gunda. He becomes a murderer or a thief or a terrorist. And then it comes for the special shooter squad of the government, municipal or military police or whatever, the police. And then in an encounter at 2:35 a.m. in the morning, opposite Hotel Caesar's Palace at Khar, 3rd Road or 14th Road, he is shot dead. So this we see in our daily life. So Krishna says these asuras, they become so big and so powerful that they qualify for entrance into some pastime which I am playing. And then I kill them personally. So when Krishna kills them personally, all their previous negative karma load vanishes in a moment. Not happens? Then he goes to Goloka Vrindavan and enjoys Krishna blissfully ever after. Correct? No! He just starts his life with a blank slate. Then again he can turn left, right, wherever he wants. In no situation, Krishna will dictate someone, do this because I want it. It is always that living entity has to show that desire. Okay. Vasudeva Prabhu, just to save you from your sleeping, read page 30, last paragraph. Mike pass kariye Vasudeva Prabhu ko. There are swine, dogs, hamil, po purport.
There are swine, dogs, camels, asses, etc., whose economic necessities are just as important to them as ours. Ours are to us. But the economic problems of these animals are solved only under nasty and unpleasant conditions. The human beings is given all facilities for a comfortable life by the laws of nature because the human form of life is more important and valuable than animal life. Why is man give a better life than that of a swine and other animals? Why is a highly placed government servant given better facility than those of an ordinary clerk? The answer is that a highly placed officer has to discharge duties of a higher nature. Similarly, the duties human beings have to perform are higher than those of animals, who are always engaged in simply feeding their hungry stomachs. Yet modern soul-killing civilization has only increased the problems of the hungry stomach. When we approach a polished animal in the form of a modern civilized man and ask him to take interest in self-realization, he will say that he simply wants to work to satisfy his stomach and that there is no need of self-realization for a hungry man. The laws of nature are so cruel, however, that despite his denunciation of the need for self-realization and his eagerness to work hard to fill his stomach, he is always threatened by unemployment.
What a paragraph. There are swine, dogs, camels, asses, whose economic necessities are just as important to them. Prabhupada is not saying just important, to them. To them it is as important as ours are to us. But the economic problems of these animals are solved only under nasty and unpleasant conditions. There is a petrol hike 2 days ago. Petrol prices were increased by 2 rupees. Do you find the dogs or the cows are making a morcha that why unnecessarily you are increasing petrol prices? No. The cooking gas prices may be raised by 35 rupees, 40 rupees. But still, the dogs and pigs will get the same leftovers. Human beings have to sell out more money, buy that cooking gas, cook something. When it is a leftover, they have to throw it out of their homes. So do you mean to say the dogs and pigs of Bombay, they are eating very expensive leftover food, and dogs and pigs in the villages are eating cheap leftover food? A rotting chapati is costly in Bombay and cheaper in the villages. It is the same thing for them. For them there is no difference. If a cake which took so many hours to make, but now it is rotten completely, you mean to say because it is a rotten cake it is costly than rotten bread? No. The only thing is, our economic problems are compounded, are increased because of our mismanagement. So, the human form is given all facilities for a comfortable life by laws of nature. Why? Because it is more important, valuable than animal life. Is it so? Sometimes we feel that dogs are better. A dog may go in a Mercedes car while people don't have any means of transportation. In Japan there is a walker, you know, electronic treadmill for dogs because they are becoming too fat. True. When the dog owner goes on a vacation, he keeps his dog in a pet clinic. There is a pet shampoo. There is a pet hair cutting person, a hajam. He only cuts dog's hair. It doesn't touch humans because they are below his dignity. Cutting dogs there gets him more money. So it's a complete mismanagement. Topsy-turvy. One day, Birbal's hajam, Akbar's barber, he was shaving him. He used to shave every alternate day. He's a king. He says, Huzur, among the Navratnas, among the nine ministers, Birbal is your favorite. How much time you meet him in a day? Only when the darbar is there, right? I give you intimate service every alternate day. I'm so close to you. I touch your body. I'm your faithful servant. I am paid only 25 rupees a month. And he is paid 20,000 rupees a month. Don't you think it is unfair? He says, okay, I will answer your question later. Then, one day as the shaving is going on, there's a big sound, bam, 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 ton, 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 big. Looks like a 1,000-person procession going somewhere. So Akbar asks him, hey, what is this noise, man? It's too much. Is it near our palace? So he says, I think somebody's marriage or something is going on. Maybe somebody has died also. And looks like maybe 500 or 600 people must be there. I don't know where it is going, in what direction. At that time, Birbal comes in. So he says, Birbal, what is happening? He says, the third daughter of the biggest jewelry merchant in Delhi is getting married with the eldest son of the richest jewelry merchant in Meerut. About 5,000 people have come as guests. The wedding procession is going from their house to the temple and the festival will go on for 4 days. So Akbar says to the barber, now you understood? He said, yes. What to do? So, anybody can, physical proximity or the kind of thing you do is not the judging factor. See the quality of information. Anybody can say some procession is going on, something is happening. Just like a peon may say that me and the managing director, we work on the same floor. That may be true. You may be on the same floor of the multi-story office, but your job only is to open the door for him. When there is a big decision to be taken, whether we should launch this product or we should cancel the product, nobody comes to him. They say, open the door, we have to go inside. So everywhere we find, responsibility is rewarded. Responsibility gets you money. Just close the door. Now, this is Prabhupada's frontal attack on Swami V. You know who V is. He said that self-realization is less important for somebody who is a hungry man. Religion has no place in the life of a man who has a hungry stomach. Karl Marx, Friedrich Engels and all their ilk, they all were preaching this. This person is hungry and you are teaching him, you know, what is self and how the soul goes and what is the use of that for him. So then Prabhupada says, our question to them is, so what do you want? We want work. During the Babri Masjid thing, there was a Communist Party slogan. Pahilyandi sarva hatala kaam, mag rahim ram. Pahle sab haat ko kaam do, we want work. Now, it seems if everybody is so eager for work, like in Western Europe, unemployment goes between something like 5 and 13%, 14%. In India, how many people are unemployed, the government doesn't know. Because we don't have a statistical office to inquire how many are, because if we know how many are unemployed, we have to give them something every month. So, what is this complete, you know, there is a tragedy and there is a comedy, but there is a new thing called tragic comedy. So, this unemployment thing is, there are millions of youngsters who want work, and the government says no more jobs. Why no more jobs? Because capitalists are saying, I don't want to put unnecessary 10 people where 4 people can do a job. Capitalism means squeeze out completely. And today's call centers, they work from 5 o'clock in the evening till 2 o'clock in the morning. They squeeze out the last amount of energy from you and they throw some cents or some rupees on your face and you feel happy. So in today's life, people want to have work. Is it not? They want to have work. But the system cannot give them work. Like in the previous communist countries, they said we don't have any unemployment outside the factory. But there is plenty inside. Yeah, government policy was nobody should be unemployed. So they just catch people and put them in some factory. But that doesn't mean they get gainful employment. So this, it is very attractive. Mayavadis, especially this Swami V, they always said that, don't preach religion, there is too much of religion anyway. Give heart, give work. But the fact is, the living entity also doesn't want to work, to put it very plainly. We don't want to work, is it not a fact? That Gurukuli video, entertain, they show interviews with people. Are you happy? They say, yeah. Are you happy? No. Are you happy? A little bit. One of them says, I am happy. Why? Because it is Monday and I am not working. So in the Western world, if it is Monday and you are not working, that's the height of happiness. Monday morning blues, they say. Monday morning blues. You say, oh, it's Monday morning and I am at my desk. The whole thing is piled up with so much work. So we essentially, we hate work. At the same time, we desperately want work. So it's so confusing. The whole thing is a big mess. I'll just read the last one. So, Prabhupada is saying the laws of nature are so cruel that despite his denunciation of the need for self-realization and his eagerness to work hard to fill his stomach, he is always threatened by unemployment. To be unemployed. Has anybody here, you are all brahmacharis, waiting to become sannyasis and gurus, so no problem asking you. How many of you have experience of being given the pink slip? You know what is the pink slip? That means the boss says, kal se mat aana, don't come from tomorrow. Anybody has experience? Be honest, no problem. Anybody has any experience of being dropped from work? Good. Two. You are told that you will not be absorbed. Or you are told that we'll help you to get a better job, don't worry. How painful is it? Especially for the male ego, that you are told that we don't need you. Nowadays they give good sounding names. Downsizing, or right sizing, or readjustment of human resources. Like one company said, people are our main assets. And that very year, they kicked out 4,000 people from their jobs. So, this is what happens when things are not adjusted, the resources are not placed properly. One of our boys was coming here, I have boys from Bombay. He was working for a British company. So one day he went to his office and they said, your computer is locked. You can't go to your cabin. You take your tiffin right now, eat it in the company's canteen, and go out. All your personal belongings will be put in a courier and mailed to your house in 7 days' time. And you should not be seen loitering around this company for the next 6 weeks. So he said, what nonsense? You mean I'm some criminal or what? He says, try to understand. Last time we told some people that they're out of their jobs, they went to the computer and completely screwed up the company's database. So, they ruined the company's records, they hacked the company's software. You see? So in these times, how can the worker say, no, we love our bosses so much, oh, we want to kiss them. And the boss says, oh, I love my workers, they are my personal assets. It is all empty talk. Very cruel world. It's a fact. So therefore, you can't take anybody's sides. Both parties are in the first right hand, on the left hand side. The workers who are asking for employment and the bosses who are giving it, they are both asuras. They both want to enjoy Krishna's property. Yes. The question is, good question. The question is, in what way is ISKCON helping solve the problem of unemployment? What is our answer? Give us the whole world to manage. If an ISKCON devotee is made the Prime Minister of India, what will happen? He will resign next day. The first thing is, he will have a tough time chanting 16 rounds every day. Present position, there is no proper allocation of resources. Yes. Simple living, high thinking. We generate employment by always correct conditioning walls and destroying them and new halls. So all these people are getting employment just because of our policies, you mean to say? Don't be so critical. Yes. From industrial base, we shift to agriculture base. Yes. Daivi Varnashram. What does it mean? It's very nice to hear that. Very good sounding word. Somebody says, my proposition is I don't want to work, basically. Those who have propensity to work will work. Those who don't have propensity to work, they will chant Hare Krishna. The fact is, Aribaul, please focus. The fact is, nobody wants to work because avidya karma sangya anya tritiya shaktir ishyate. Material energy means you are supposed to work. So anytime, even in devotional life, when we feel a bit down, when we feel, aaj mood nahi kar raha hai aarti karne ka, aaj padhne ka mood nahi kar raha hai, aaj chanting karne ka mood nahi kar raha hai, I don't like to go and work for footfall department. I don't want to distribute books. Analyze yourself clearly and you will find the W word somewhere hidden. Somehow, our mind is taken that this is a work which I am supposed to do. And when Prabhupada was asked by some reporters that you are saying that Hare Krishna movement is early morning chanting, then early evening chanting, then mid afternoon chanting, and he says, that's okay, but who is going to feed you? Prabhupada said, feed us? We are feeding the world. Our van goes outside and we feed everybody. So when do you work? So Prabhupada said, we don't work. So what do you mean you don't work? So what do you do for recreation then? Because for others, work precedes recreation. Or recreation follows work. And somebody says, you have to work here for 6 hours. And what do I get? Oh, there is a gym, there is a swimming pool, that's good. So basically he is working the nuts and bolts, but he is looking at the swimming pool. 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours. Go to the swimming pool, now I am happy. So what he does there, that doesn't give him any happiness. In Maharashtra it is called Patya Tagne. Those construction workers, they are told to fill up gamelas, pails or whatever from one part. Like Jawaharlal Nehru, he started the Bhakra Nangal Dam. Now dam that dam. Basically it was a big problematic thing for India. The biggest construction project ever to be undertaken in free India. Bhakra Nangal. It's in Punjab. Fortunately. So, when they went there, Jawaharlal Nehru gave a big talk. That talk will make your blood boil. He said, we have had enough of temples, built all over India, which are lying in ruins just to be visited by dogs and some outside visitors. But the Durgapur, Raurkela, Bilaspur, Bilai, Bokaro, Bakranangal, he didn't give the names came afterwards, but we are in the process of starting big, big, big construction projects, which will be the new temples of modern India. So we are all supposed to be the devotees of the deities of these temples. So everybody was very happy. And then one day he gave a visit to that place. And he was thinking that everybody was knowing this is Bakranangal, India's answer to the world, and we can also construct so many things. So he asked one common laborer there, do you know what you are doing here? So he said, yes, Babuji. What? I go to this place, the Mukadam tells me, take the stones from this place and put in that place, and at the end of the day, he gives me 13 rupees and 40 naya paisa, Babuji. So he said, I thought these people are all working with that pride for India. But at that level, it's only work. My job is to take stones from his place and put them there. At the end of the day, I stand in line, get my money and go away. So work, so devotional service can never be work. It can never be, this fellow gives me some books, I go into the railway station, I catch somebody, I speak some sweet words, I say, take this book, Baba, give me 10 rupees and go home. You are in peace, I am in peace, and my boss is in peace. The alarm clock wakes me up at 3:35, I get up, put some 2 pails of water on my body, wash myself somehow, this fellow has the wick and everything ready. I go before the altar and revolve the thing 10 times. I blow the conches and come out and I am happy because I get some rasgulla after that. This is work. And work can never be devotional service. So wherever the element of work comes, we find losing taste. Because why do you lose taste? Not because the holy name has lost his taste. Or Krishna has lost his luster, or Krishna has become less rasa, whatever. Work is boring. Work is material. Work can never satisfy us. And just see how much work is glorified in the outside world or in terms. When those who glorify work, they themselves hate it. So therefore, we say, how Prabhupada is so enthusiastic? How Krishna's Kala Goswami wrote so much? It must be a miracle. Surely it is from one point of view. But the other fact is, they never worked. It is not that they were seeking employment. So we also find, 9th chapter Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says, there are people who come to Krishna consciousness for economic development only. I think it's the second verse, 9.2 purport. When they get their economic things satisfied, then they leave. Why? Because they feel, now I don't need to chant every day. So this is very important understanding. Any questions? Yes. One of the devotees? For them, what about the devotees who go out and work? For them also, there is a chance. Read Message of Godhead. I don't know which page. But Message of Godhead is an essay where Prabhupada says, even factories can be a place where karma yoga can be practiced. So now, the situation is, your boss is an asura. He thinks his resources are mine. Your colleagues are asuric because they are having different things. The machinery is made by some asuric person. Your products are enjoyed by some asuric person. Somehow or other, you alone, like Vibhishan in Ravana's Lanka, are surviving by chanting Ram's name. Ideally, karma yoga means somebody starts a fad, like somebody says, let's start a prasadam making outfit. It's possible. Prabhupada allowed that. He said, Grihastha should manage hotels, restaurants, Govindas especially. You can, they make that. You can buy those things, offer it to Krishna, sell it as prasad. So automatically, if you're selling only prasad, so many things are automatically out. Right from tea, coffee or onion, garlic. Then what money comes? Use it for your own Grihastha ashram. So you don't need to work for any karmi. So those who can, they should be doing that. Those who can't, jiske paas wo facility nahi hai, that they can't do their own thing. Then you just be a cog in the wheel somewhere. You might be even like it is said, don't actively work in a demoniac institution. Like, don't be a bar girl or a bartender, or don't be a bookie for a gambling horse den. You see? Or don't be a quality control expert for McDowell's whiskey. And you are seeing that every bottle of whiskey is right up to the mark. You need not be like that. But if you are working in a bank, what control you have that your money is not going for sense gratification? Absolutely no control. But people can't catch your neck for that. If you are making knives, nobody will catch you that your knife was used in this murder case, so you also go inside. May not be. It doesn't happen like that. So for Grihasthas, they can make sure. Gopinath Prabhu has a classic case. Somebody was so much hesitant to ask him, what kind of job should I take? But Gopinath Prabhu, after his Gita course, he just kept on encouraging him that you do your bit. Your bit means chanting 16 rounds, following the principles, associating with devotees, taking prasad, and just see what happens. And miraculously, we don't know, it's not miraculously. Krishna sees this person has that desire. So he gives him a job where that thing is increased. Krishna does the rest. We have to do our bit first. Anyhow, yes. What about Swami V? This is what he said. That it is, that a person simply has no interest in self-realization. He says, I only work to satisfy my stomach. So Prabhupada is saying here, oh, you may make big slogans of working to satisfy your stomach. Even that is not satisfying. So what is the value of making big slogans? What was your point?
I wanted to...
Are you saying he is correct?
I am not saying he is correct. I am saying at the initial stage when we are talking about employment, unemployment and work and religious things. So the basic problem remains, if a person is hungry, he will never think about religion or something unless he is that elevated or he has that basic knowledge that who he is.
Okay, that point is well taken. That somebody who is hungry and you say, we'll have a 6-hour Chaitanya Bhagavat class now. So you say, wait. Even devotees, we know an army only marches on its stomach. So, we are not saying that filling the bellies is not an issue. It's correct. What you are saying is correct. But the fact is, please try to understand, these Mayavadis are making this a philosophical thing. They say, unless you satisfy hunger without keeping God in the center, only then you can talk in terms of spreading religious knowledge or whatever. So Prabhupada's understanding is, why there is hunger in the first place? Does Krishna want that people should be going hungry? So he says, no. Anyone knows, it's a very important point, anyone knows what is Prabhupada's explanation of starvation in the material world? Mishandling of resources. No. Hoarding? No. Greed? No. No, he gives an analogy. He gives an example. That may be, but not in this case. No, not in this case. Okay, the question is, people are hungry. People say, God gives rains and God is not giving rain. God gives rain, God is giving too much rain. So he should be blamed for scarcity of food. Prabhupada says, there is no scarcity of food. Scarcity is there because of a particular reason. Correct. And a extension of this analogy. No. He says in a hospital, the patient may be very rich, but the doctor says no more food. The relatives are bringing big, big tiffins of Marwadi khana, Punjabi khana, biryani and so many things. Pakoda, ras malai. The doctor says nothing. This is my place here. I won't allow anything to enter in this. But he's our uncle, he's my father and he loves this. He says, hell with you. He is in a disease condition and I am saying only barley water the next 7 days. That too only 300 cc. And they are thinking, oh, why is he starving my father? He said, because he's in a sick condition. So similarly, all living entities who are part and parcel of Krishna, they are not exactly the demigods or whoever. What a tiny control of material air or water can do to a spirit soul who is full in himself. But the fact is, for that particular disease condition, just like a doctor who is saying, in my hospital, I rule the law here. So people who are given like mass starvation, like you may see Somalia, Eritrea, or our own Balasore in Orissa. What is that? There is some khandi there. Kalahandi, starvation deaths. Starvation deaths. But the collector is not dying of starvation there. He is rich and fat. No problem for him. If there is starvation death, that means everybody should die, isn't it? Right from the top to the bottom, everybody should die of starvation. But the government officials there, they are not dying of starvation. So just allocation of resources. So, Prabhupada is saying, if mankind or leaders of mankind understand why rains are taken away from this particular land, if they rectify it at that level, immediately the circle will flow. Karma Chakra 3.16 3.9 to 3.16. That one set of verses is alone evidence as to how your basic needs can be easily taken care of. Yes. Prabhupada's words are, starvation means a physician or a doctor may say, I am not allowing this patient this kind of food because he should not be given that. So similarly, Krishna may say that this will should not be given this. Not because to punish them, but because if you give them so much resources, say that somebody is a madman. You say, take this gun also. Is that very good? So you are already, like in Marathi there is a Adis Markat, that Madhya Pyala, Phir Phalgun Mas. मतलब पहले से बंदर है, फिर उसको कहीं से सुरा मिलती है, फिर उसको पछता है कि अभी फाल्गुन मास चालू होता है, मतलब पहले से इधर स्प्रिंग का थोड़ा सा होता है ये पैशन, सो ऑलरेडी मंकी, दैट मींस रेडीमेड मिस्चियस एक्टिविटीज ऑलरेडी देयर, देन ही बिकम्स ड्रंक, देन इट इज फाल्गुन मास, एंड देन इफ ही गेट्स अ लाइव कोल और ए बर्निंग पीस ऑफ वुड, इट इज हैवॉक एवरीवेयर. सो सिमिलरली already the living entity is already diseased, then he gets some resources, then he gets some intelligence, he can do much more damage. Like the world is not threatened by the pygmies of Africa or the aborigines living in Australia or the jungly people living in Sentinel Island near Andaman Nicobar Islands. Is it? The world is in bigger danger from NASA, ISRO, big multinationals. They are in a position to destroy the whole world. These people with sticks and stones may only destroy one tribe. So the more intelligent you are and more wacky is your idea of thinking, you can cause more damage. Yes. What does he say? Yeah, good answer. Some people are already having their stomachs full and they are not taking to Krishna consciousness. So what is the guarantee that these people... By the way, his argument was not that the karmis don't want somebody's stomachs to be filled, so that they can take to Krishna consciousness. They are only envious that you are not working and you are saying that three feasts in a week and next feast is on next Friday. And where do you get the money and we are working like hell? So you are surviving on our hard work. Isn't it? That's what they accuse us. So our Pragosh Prabhu tells them, your whole civilization is working because of our chanting. Because you are chanting, at least rains are coming. You see? So this is like, that Hindi film story. Two twin brothers and they won't talk to each other. Unka jamega hi nahi kabhi. So Asuras and Suras, they are both born from the Lord only. Yeah, they are not different. Asura's mother is Diti. Sura's mother is Aditi. But the difference is in the approach, difference is in the enjoyment of resources. Okay, thank you very much. We are 10 minutes overboard. Sorry for going about time. Please accept my humble obeisances. One shot, one minute. Did I give some main point to you? अब कब हो गए? सूरा मीन्स ऑपोजिट ऑफ असुरा. ऐसा सूरा का नहीं है.
यस सर.